Welcome everybody to the Static Show, Bob Lament.
Hello world, this is Miles Title.
Miles, who's our new number one fan this week?
It would have to be the guy that gave us the great rating last week from the internet service.
Oh, about Mike Powers.
Mike Powers, our number one fan this week, Mike Powers. Check
it out. Alright, Dan, the weatherman's off. Roger Dodger's off.
Yep.
Mike Powers from about.com.
That's right.
I'll have to find out more of these people's names so that we can say them, so maybe they'll give us a better position on their search engine.
Okay.
So what's going on this week?
Went to the zoo.
You went to the zoo?
Yeah.
Have a lovely outing at the zoo?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of zoo do they have in Iowa? Is it like creatures made out of corn stuck on triple
floors? A lot of dairy cows and sheep and, God, they're haters. Wild animals, they're y'all.
Sheep. A lot of mice and rats and
raccoon. You don't see raccoon very often around here, do you?
Possum?
Possum. Oh, look at that possum. Look at the size of them. You know, that's their zoo.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, look at that pit bull there. Yeah.
Got a pit bull.
Yeah.
Yep, this is the zoo. So what did you go see at the zoo? What happened at the zoo?
Yeah, I don't know. We went to the monkey house. Everything was, like, real quiet until we walked in, and all of a sudden, it was like, woo, woo, woo.
So the monkeys went crazy when you guys came
all
in?
All hell broke loose in the monkey house. I don't know what happened, what triggered them, and they were pissed off about something, but, man, they wanted to kick ass, these monkeys.
Your wife wasn't wearing that nursing bra with a broken hook and,
You know, there's inappropriate topics, and there's really inappropriate topics. No, I don't know.
It wasn't because of your boys, was it?
It was my banana aftershave or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what set off these monkeys, but man, they were going ape shit.
You know, honey, I think that imposter's body spray must be turning them on.
I think it's that Calvin Klein 1 fragrance I have.
Yeah. B. Just B. A banana.
So, we're trying to get out of there. By the time we leave, they finally settle down, which was very coincidental. I don't know why, but...
Hmm.
Then we go over to the birdhouse, and that's going pretty well, or so I thought. The next thing I know, like a piece of the ceiling fell down, like a piece of tile. It almost crushes these poor macaws that are, like, in the middle of the thing, and they're all like... So everyone's like freaked out in there because these poor birds are trying to, you know, fly and they can't because their wings are clipped.
Oh my God, that's
and in the meantime, it's like all these glass, I don't want to say glass cages, but you know, these glass rooms. And we saw like two girls that worked there and they were like cleaning up something. So we're knocking, trying to get their attention.
Uh-huh.
And they can't understand what we're saying. We're like, the ceiling fell in, the ceiling. And they're like waving, like, oh, hi. Oh, that bird.
No, we're not an exhibit. We're not.
I think the bird's dead. Go see your bird. So these two nitwits are there all cleaning up bird shit or whatever they're doing. I'm like,
What kind of ceiling was it that fell? Was it like a...
I don't know. Like it looked like a screen or something. I don't know. It looked like a screen or something.
Tom Cruise didn't fall out of the ceiling, did he?
What?
Tom Cruise, you know, like Mission Impossible?
I thought it might be the Mir space station. I didn't know what it was. I really didn't know what it was. It scared the crap out of me. I know that. And these macaws have got to have some kind of weird...
So you guys got the monkeys all hot and bothered, and then you went and took care of the birds.
Yeah. So I don't know what that was all about.
You guys are just like zoo animal teases.
Yeah, the outside animals were okay, but once we got inside with the animals, all of a sudden all hell broke loose.
Hmm.
That was weird.
That is weird. Well, yeah. Speaking of scary things.
Uh-oh.
I went and saw the Blair Witch Project.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm not going to give anything away about the movies.
Nobody
has to stop listening like I'm going to give away the end or something.
Don't do it.
But I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a scary movie, right?
Right.
It's set up to be a scary movie. And it is a pretty scary movie, really, if you think about it.
Right.
But the coolest thing was, it was Sunday morning, the first showing, so it was like 1 o'clock. So, like, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the reasons I can't get up for church is I have to go see.
Yeah.
But anyway, So we go, and there's only like 7 people in the theater.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is not giving anything away, but I had heard and that there's a lot of shaky camera work in it.
Right.
And so my wife can get car sick, and so she was afraid she was going to get car sick. So we sat all the way at the back of the theater. So that way the screen, you know, you can see the edges while you're watching, and you don't get car sick. You know, you don't get sick as easily if you do something like that. So we're all the way at the back of the theater, so we can see all the rest of the people in the theater,
right,
which is really kind of interesting. Now, I'll have to tell you that, and this is in no way knocking the movie, because it was a scary movie. The scariest part of the movie were the things that were happening in the theater.
Oh.
Yeah. And I don't mean like people doing weird things.
Oh, okay.
Like you would like to think.
Oh, all right.
But I had been to this theater before, and so it didn't freak me out.
Yeah.
But whenever the air conditioning kicks on, all the ceiling tiles rattle.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of ceiling tiles, like in your...
Yeah.
It's a drop ceiling, and so when the air kicks on, it like sucks all the ceiling tiles, and they all click.
Oh.
And they click in kind of a domino effect across the ceiling.
Oh, boy.
And so we're watching this movie, and that happens, right? And everybody like... Everybody gets the shivers, right? And my wife did, but I had remembered, and so like I kind of jumped a little bit at first, but then I was like, the next time. So every time it kicked on, everybody jumped. It was like some kind of a thing. But then the other weird thing was we were in, you know, an octopus multiplex thing.
Uh-huh.
And the movie next to us evidently had some sound leaking through.
Yeah.
Well, it happened to be a time in the movie, and this is, still doesn't give anything away, where there were some odd noises going on.
Right.
In the soundtrack of the movie. Well, it only compounded because you heard these weird voices from this other movie leaking in. And so, like, you know how it's stereo anyway, right?
Yeah.
But then it was, like, really weird with this whole other soundtrack bleeding through. And it was like, ugh. It was like these little, it was like these people talking, but they weren't, you couldn't really tell what they were saying, and it was, and it freaked everybody out. So at the end of the movie, I wanted to watch the credits because I was really, I'd read some about this and was really interested. And so I stayed for the credits, and this guy gets up to walk out, and he just about falls down, getting out of the aisle.
Yeah.
And so then he gets past us because we're at the back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I start cracking up.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no.
And so then, I'm like, the guy fell.
Yeah.
Then we get up to leave, and he's standing at the very back of the theater by the door where we couldn't see. So he heard me cracking up, so he gave me this dirty look. He's shooting this dirty look as we're walking out of the theater. The movie was scary, and then they had this thing going on with the air conditioning. You know, he's like this geeky guy.
Walk much?
So then my wife starts cracking up because I laughed at the guy and got caught, and she's laughing all the way out to the car. But it was a good show, and I recommend that if you can, go see it. It's kind of an interesting movie.